This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Microsoft has been ogling Yahoo for over a year. Thursday, Microsoft decided it wouldn't wait a second longer and made a whopping $44.6 billion bid. There's been plenty of maneuvering as companies battle for online search and ad revenues. Google is the market leader of that so far. Microsoft's hope is that a merger with Yahoo would give Google a run for its money. But a deal that combines the second and third largest online search companies is likely to attract antitrust review. So we turn now to Greg Sydak. He's an antitrust lawyer, an economist, and editor of the Journal of Competition Law and Economics. Welcome.
Thank you.
What are the antitrust issues that arise out of these two companies, Microsoft and Yahoo, joining together?
In any merger, the ultimate question that the Justice Department or the Federal Trade Commission has to answer is whether there is a tendency to substantially lessen competition if the two companies combine into one. In order to answer that question, in turn, you have to define what the market is that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And a great deal of energy is therefore spent in any merger case defining the relevant product market and the relevant geographic market. Online services are consumed globally, but then the question is, what is the relevant product market? Is it online advertising collectively? Is it all forms of advertising, including print and radio and TV? Mm-hmm. Or is it some subset of online advertising services?
Greg Sydak, look into your crystal ball for me and give me a sense of what this deal could trigger, both in the U.S. and and across the world.
This deal is about the future of online advertising, which is an industry that is growing in size tremendously. It's expected to be an $80 billion business in the near future. Online advertising is bigger than radio advertising today. One of the key components of online advertising is search-based advertising. The way Google operates as a business is that they provide you and me a free search engine. Somebody has to pay for that. Well, the parties who pay for it are advertisers who are very interested in the fact that you've just typed in a request, whitewater rafting, Boise, Idaho. If you operate a whitewater rafting company in Boise, Idaho, you would really like to know that somebody's interested in going whitewater rafting up there. And so you're willing to bid for that particular search term. When I say bid for it, when I type in that search term, there will be an ad that's generated along the right side of the screen.
So it's called sponsored links.
Exactly. And those search terms are actually auctioned off. That is very valuable because the customer has revealed his interests in the particular product rather than the advertiser having to bombard millions of people to say, please be interested in this product. And the significance of that is that Google had developed this fabulous search engine algorithm. Mm-hmm. And it's really tremendously changed the economics of advertising. Microsoft and Yahoo lag far behind Google in that business. They're stronger in display ads.
Meaning pictures and not sponsored links, but just sort of billboards on the internet.
Right. And one of the questions that this merger will present is, are the search-based ads in the same relevant product market as the display ads? So this is, I think, a case that it's going to create some really interesting, important new law in terms of commerce over the internet.
Greg Sydak is an antitrust lawyer and economist. He's the editor of the Journal of Competition Law and Economics. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.